This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur during his visit to the state. On this occasion, the Prime Minister also unveiled the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the entire nation today is moving forward by preserving its heritage while pursuing development. He noted that this spirit is reflected in every decision and policy of the central government. The Prime Minister said this vision of India can clearly be seen in the new building of the Chhattisgarh Assembly, which mirrors the rich cultural heritage of the state.
Chhattisgarh ke naye vidhan sabha mein khade hain, yeh bhavan bhi usi nav swar ka prateek hai, jahan purane anubhavon ki dhwani hai aur naye sapno ki urja bhi hai. Aur is urja ke saath हम एक ऐसे भारत का निर्माण करना, एक ऐसे छत्तीसगढ़ की नींव बनानी है जो विरासत से जुड़कर विकास के पथ पर आगे बढ़ सके.
During his one-day visit to Raipur, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Shanti Shikhar of the Brahmakumaris in Nava Raipur. In Andhra Pradesh, 9 people were killed in a stampede at Sri Venkateswara Swami Temple in Kashibuga in Srikakulam district today. The incident occurred during Ekadashi when a large crowd of devotees gathered for darshan. According to reports, a railing collapsed, causing people to fall, triggering a stampede. The deceased are said to be from nearby areas of Palasa and Kashibuga. The injured were shifted to nearby hospitals for treatment. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed their condolences on the tragic stampede. Due to rain and strong winds in most parts of Bihar, campaigning for the assembly elections has been badly affected today. The election rallies of star campaigners and senior leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan could not start at several places. However, Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Jan Swaraj Party leader Prashant Kishore and several other prominent campaigners are conducting roadshows in poll-bound constituencies. Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju inaugurated the Waves Bazaar at the ongoing India Joy 2025 conclave in Hyderabad today. Speaking on the occasion, he said Waves Bazaar is expected to benefit the entire gamut of media and entertainment industry. Mr. Jaju described it as converting craft to commerce and bringing sellers and buyers to one platform. He exuded confidence that the OTT buyers also come on board the Waves Bazaar platform and find suitable market in all languages. A 1990 batch officer of the Indian Defence Accounts Service, Vishwajit Sahai, assumed charge as the Controller General of Defence Accounts today. The Ministry of Defence said Mr. Sahai has represented India at international training forums including Cambridge University in the UK and the George C. Marshall European Centre for Security Studies in Germany. He has held various pivotal assignments within the Defence Accounts Department. Mr. Sahai has served in several key positions in the government, including Additional Secretary and Financial Advisor, Department of Science and Technology, and Finance Manager, Acquisition Wing, Ministry of Defence. Lucknow has been added to the list of UNESCO Creative Cities for its rich and diverse culinary heritage. The city has been recognised in the category of gastronomy at the 43rd session of its General Conference in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. The designation places Lucknow among 70 gastronomy cities worldwide and makes it the second Indian city to win the title after Hyderabad. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. The match will begin at 3 p.m. South Africa reached the final after a commanding 125-run victory over England in Guwahati in the first semi-final. India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai on Thursday. And with that, we end this news bulletin.